Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Get the latest Cleveland Browns draft coverage directly from the source. Download the official Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere. 216-578-0850, the way to get on board with myself and Michael Regei here on CBD. But in the meantime, we're going to take a look at a couple of tweets, Reg, and I'll start with this one from Bob Rose at BR Cleve. Says, love Logan Thomas. Thanks for broadening the quarterback conversation. Intriguing athlete, AFC North size, Brown sleeper quarterback. And I think that's kind of what we were saying as a guy to look at later on in the draft as that third quarterback if you draft two.
Yeah, and a lot of people, you know, I threw up the name Taj Boyd. Now, you know, some people think maybe more third, fourth round, but there are those that think not till 6-7 he'd be. Garrett Gilbert from Southern Methodist. There's a lot. We can get into more of those a little bit later, Nathan. Rick Yauger tweets at us at Browns Daily and me and says, love the idea of moving down a little bit, get Bridgewater or Carr and add picks. A lot easier number 8 or 10 to sit a quarterback. That's intriguing.
It is.
Definitely, and again, I'm in the camp that if you draft a quarterback top five, you better be prepared to play him, and if you aren't, then you shouldn't draft them there to begin with.
Right, exactly. And to me, like I said, there's a guy you believe in, you believe in him. And whether you take him at four or you take him at 12, does the value have to marry? Obviously, you want it to. But in this day and age, knowing how important that position is, it doesn't necessarily also have to be a perfect marriage. Ideally, if you were at 12 and that's where they're rated, that's great. But if you're at four, is the difference big enough to not pull the trigger? We'll find out May 8th. Mm-hmm. On the other side of the coin, Greg DiPerna Jr. says, trade down, really? I can't listen anymore. You both have to stop. I don't care how deep the draft is. Use that fourth pick. Trading back means you can lose the best guy on your board. Take the best on your board at four.
Nathan, even my qualifier didn't work.
It did not work.
You know, and you, I said we normally, neither one of us normally like this, but because of this anomaly of a year, I guess it didn't work. So we'll just have to live with that.
I'll say this, though, but about that. If the board that the Browns and Ray Farmer have put together has a huge disparity in talent between somebody available to them when they were on the clock at number four and somebody that would be available to them wherever it is that they were able to make that trade. You and I say in the top 10 only.
Yeah, only
number eight
only
would be obviously great. If there is that big of a gap on your board, then I think you take the best player on your board. You
sure
stick with your board. If there isn't, though, and you think you can get a reasonably comparable player at eight and pick up that second and that third, then it becomes worth it. It's an overall valuation equation. But if there's a guy at four head and shoulders above to you in your evaluations, then I believe you must take
Well
that.
Said. Well said. It's all about the type of value you attach to your board and how closely they are connected or separated. And you just laid it out perfectly. Let's get one more in. At the Grilled Master AC, our pal Alan Carter tweets at us and says, if you're waiting for a luck, Andrew, then we won't have a quarterback for 10 more years.
Right.
Stop the insanity. Address the quarterback first. Wide receiver and linebacker won't change a loser. That from Alan Carter.
I get it.
In most circumstances, Alan and everybody, I agree with that wholeheartedly, and I think Nathan does too. But again, you have got to be absolutely over the top feeling. I'm drafting him up there. I got to see this kid. He's got to be able to take this team to the playoffs, play right away, and in 3 to 5 years, do I project him to be a team that can win a Super Bowl for me as a trigger man? If not, I can't do it. Not
right.
Top five, Nathan. Not
right.
Top five. That's me.
And that is totally, it's fair. I understand that. But ultimately, you have to go through and trust your own evaluation process, how much you like them, how valuable you think they can be. And if you think reasonably that what you can get, because it's like anything, one of the big advances in analytics, it's all over average, value over average, value over replacement cost in baseball, you know, WARP, what and wins
right.
Above replacement player. In football, it's the defensive value adjusted over average. So
Can the kid come in and win games for me right away?
Right. And
if I tell myself yes, then I'm all on board. I don't care about his flaws or the things that people perceive as negatives. If I can, then I'm good. If we as an organization
Agreed.
Convince ourselves of that, if I'm run, then we're all good. I don't care, and I'll go forward with that young man. But that's got to be there right away for me. He's got to be able to win football games now if I'm going to take him there.
And you are 100% on the money with that. I think that's the criteria. I think it's ultimately got to be the criteria. And if you can get a guy, and quite frankly, anybody you draft in the top five should be somebody you feel is going to come to your football team, make an immediate difference in your wins and losses.
That should be the bottom line for everybody.
I hope so. Absolutely. All right. Speaking of, we're going on the blitz around the league. St. Louis, they picked number two. What are they looking at number two? We've heard rumblings about Sammy Watkins. We've heard rumblings they're going to take a quarterback with one of their first-round picks, maybe at 13. They could be the surprise team there. Nick Wagoner, the Rams beat writer for ESPN.com, is with us. And then we'll go to Seattle. Liz Matthews, talk Terrell Pryor, talk Richard Sherman contract extension, what that could mean for that position and the price point for that position. All that coming up at 2 o'clock right after this on CBD. Saturday night, she got the-